The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha. Homage to the Dharma. Homage to the Sangha. During the formal lectures for the remainder of this retreat, I would like to talk about the three scriptures that we recite every day, in which Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva figures prominently. The first of these is the Litany of the Great Compassionate One. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the retreat, I will include here the other Vespers scriptures as representing different aspects of the Bodhisattva of Great Compassion. The Japanese name for the Litany of the Great Compassionate One is the Daihishin Dorani, which translated literally is the Litany of the Heart of Great Compassion. Daihi means great compassion and is also one of the names that is given to the form of Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva with 1,000 arms and 1,000 eyes. This scripture is sung at the beginning of evening office at the memorial ceremonies, including, for example, the founder's ceremony that we do every morning, and at the end of the first exhortation of the dying. In the recitation of it at evening office, its purpose is to help us to carry our meditation through the night, and with the understanding that if we should die during the night, the reminder to look up and to go to the great Dharmakaya, the cosmic Buddha. This litany walks you through the way of going directly to the cosmic Buddha at the time of kensho and at the time of death, when the moment comes. Adoration to the Triple Treasure. Adoration translates the Japanese word namu, which comes from a Sanskrit root nam, which means to bow. So when you hear the word adoration, implicit in that is a sense of bowing to the Triple Treasure. Adoration to Kanseon, who is the great compassionate one. Om to the one who leaps beyond all fear. As I was saying yesterday about the koan and how it is that seeming separation that we have between the Buddha nature within ourselves, the Buddha nature that is ourselves, and the Buddha nature that is the cosmic Buddha. The root of that separation is fear. Om is an exclamation or a mantra that implies opening. Om to the one who leaps beyond all fear. Having adored him, may I enter into the heart of the noble, adored Kanseon. The way that you study the teaching of a Buddha or a Bodhisattva is through bowing. His life is the completion of meaning. His life is the completion of meaning, the completion of one's sense of purpose in resolving the koan that makes us believe that we are separate from the cosmic Buddha. The life of Kanzeyan is pure. It is that which makes all beings victorious and cleanses the path of all existence. When your own mind and heart is pure, you recognize the purity in everything, and so the path of all existence is cleansed. Om, O thou seer, world-transcending one, O hail to the great Bodhisattva. One of the first of the vows of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva is the vow to praise all Buddhas. Hail to the great Bodhisattva. All is defilement, defilement, earth, earth. As we take refuge in the Bodhisattva, we are given to see and understand our koan in the mirror so that we can do something about it and recognize that the separation that we assume there is between us and the cosmic Buddha is only shadows. So first we see the illusions in our mind that all is defilement and earth. Do the work within my heart. Here you are sitting up straight in the presence of the Buddha, the Bodhisattva in this case, and asking for help as you do at the ceremony for contrition. This Bodhisattva is within you, as well as the cosmic Buddha that you look up to, that encompasses all things. O great victor, I hold on, to Indra, the creator, I cry. Indra, in Buddhism, is one of the protectors of trainees, and in that way not so different from a Chalanata Bodhisattva. The offertory for the scripture of a Chalanata says, we are assured of true protection for all who are true of heart in their search within themselves for the eternal. To Indra, the Creator, I cry in my search within myself for the cosmic Buddha. Move, move, my defilement-free one. As I was mentioning yesterday, training grows from the inside out and from the outside in. Move, move, my defilement, free one, that within us which moves and begins to rise. Come, come, here, here, a joy springs up in me. The word here, H-E-A-R, not H-E-R-E, here. The name of Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva is the one who hears the cries of the world. A joy springs up in me. There is a joy just in looking up. Speak, speak, give me direction. Give purpose to my life. Now there are a series of mantras. There is a series of mantras here that is sometimes used when this litany is used during a funeral. I think they are valuable, so I include them here. Hulu, hulu, mala, hulu, hulu, hile, sara, sara, siri, siri, suru, suru. Hulu, hulu is an exclamation of joy. A joy springs up in me. And the remainder of the mantras do not have specific meaning, but they express that which you, when you meet the cosmic Buddha, you are unable to say anything coherent. It is just that joy where the regular human mind and the voice that goes with it drops away. Hulu, hulu, mala, hulu, hulu, hile, sara, sara, siri, siri, suru, suru. Awakened, awakened, I have awakened. O merciful one, compassionate one, of daring ones the most joyous hail. This is speaking of the Buddha nature within you. Recognition of the Bodhisattva at the core and heart of your being. Of daring ones, the one who leaped beyond all fear, the most joyous. Thou art all successful, hail. Thou art the great successful one, hail. Again, speaking of yourself, in opening up to the cosmic Buddha, in leaping beyond all fear. If you take your training seriously, if you put your practice, put your meditation into practice every day and make it your blood and bones, this is an assurance and a guarantee that you will be successful. Probably not in the way that you expect, and you will be successful in finding your real refuge. Thou hast attained mastery in the discipline. Remember here that the discipline of meditation is not coming too close or putting yourself too far away. It's the discipline of balance, of taking a step at a time on the middle path. Thou hast attained mastery in the discipline, hail. Thou hast a weapon within thine hand, hail. Thou hast the wheel within thine hand, hail. Thou who hast the lotus, hail. Here it shows the Bodhisattva with 1,000 arms and 1,000 eyes, holding the sword of great wisdom, the wheel of the turning of the Dharma, that movement of the water of the spirit that rises up the spine and comes down the front into your hara, the turning of the wheel, and the lotus, the opening of your heart to the great compassion of the cosmic Buddha. Hail to thee who art the root of eternity. Hail to thee who art all compassion, hail. As you look up and open to the cosmic Buddha, there is that point where you are one with the cosmic Buddha, and there is no difference, no separation. Adoration to the triple treasure, hail. Give ear unto this my prayer, hail. These last two lines returning to gratitude for the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and making the offering of that gratitude and of this prayer. I'm going to go back over this litany in a way that may seem a little bit complex and analytical. And if it doesn't make sense, don't worry. Don't let it confuse you. Just keep meditating. That's the most important thing, just to be still. In How to Grow a Lotus Blossom, Reverend Master Jiyu speaks of the understanding that came out of her meditation of five columns. And she said how, well, these five columns, as I understand it, represent the five skandhas, cleansed of their karma. And she said that each column had five aspects to it. These are the appearance of it, its meaning, its use, its purpose, and its root. These five aspects are very similar to what is shown in the five chapters of the Shushogi. And remember that the word Shushogi means what is meant by training and enlightenment. The first chapter of the Shushogi speaks of the reason for training, of faith, and of how not to look outside birth and death to realize nirvana, the appearance of the teaching of the Buddha. The meaning is in the second chapter of the Shushogi, contrition. As you see the appearance and look at yourself in the mirror, the meaning of the appearance comes in cleaning up your misconceptions about what the truth really is. The third chapter of the Shushogi is receiving the precepts, the use of the understanding of training and enlightenment. The fourth chapter is the awakening of the mind of the Bodhisattva, the Bodhicitta, the purpose for training, which is the cessation of suffering. And the root comes in putting the teaching into practice and showing gratitude, understanding that all things come forth from the source of the cosmic Buddha and return to that source. Now, this short, simple litany of the Great Compassionate One, showing the path that goes from our human existence, our human life, to that life of the cosmic Buddha, demonstrates in this short scripture those five aspects of training, beginning with the adorations to the Triple Treasure and to Kanzeon. Having adored Kanzeon, may I enter into the heart of the noble, adored, great compassion, the appearance, the recognition of our reason for training, looking up and seeing the Bodhisattva of compassion, the meaning coming in contrition. His life is the completion of meaning. It is pure. It is that which makes all beings victorious and cleanses the path of all existence. All is defilement. Defilement. Do the work within my heart. Contrition. It's useful to note here that doing the work within your heart, making an act of contrition, comes from the Buddha nature. It's not something that you can do consciously and deliberately on your own time and at your own wish. It's doing the work within your heart that the Buddha nature itself does. And that is the meaning of the appearance of Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. The use of the Bodhisattva, or the teaching of the Bodhisattva, is in receiving and practicing the precepts. Move, move, my defilement-free one. This is the movement of the spirit of the precepts. Come, hear, a joy springs up in me. The practice of the precepts is the practice of keeping a bright mind, looking up, asking for help, speak, speak, give me direction. And falling silent to the human mind, hulu, hulu, mala, hulu, hulu, hile, sara, sara, siri, siri, suru, suru, awakened, awakened, I have awakened. Keeping to the heart and spirit of the precepts brings with it the wind and fire that awakens us to the truth. The purpose of the understanding of the Bodhisattva of compassion, O merciful one, compassionate one, of daring once the most joyous hail, the movement of compassion and of mercy in the everyday training that we do as we go about our life. Thou art all successful. And as each of us is successful in our training, we find that it is something that we can share with others just by getting on with our training. This is the awakening of the mind of the Bodhisattva, so we train together with others, whether we like to or not, because we know that the real practice of the Bodhisattva is making the best of the situation that we find ourselves in, with just what we are. We're not looking for some ideal situation to set up where everything's perfect. We're doing the work just here, just our own training. The tools of the Bodhisattva, the weapon within thine hand that brings our attention back when we're distracted, that keeps our meditation vigilant, the wheel within thine hand, the turning of the wheel of the Dharma that we possess in our whole being, thou who hast the lotus. And now we come to the root of compassion, understanding that the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara comes forth from the source, from the cosmic Buddha, as do we. And we return to that source. So all the teaching that we understand about great compassion is not something that we own in the sense that we have a corner on it or that we can keep it. We just keep training. It arises out of the cosmic Buddha, returns to the cosmic Buddha, and we understand that we are not separate. Reverend Master Jiu would often say, I am not the cosmic Buddha, and there is nothing in me that is not of the cosmic Buddha. There is no part of us that is separate from the cosmic Buddha from the beginning. Adoration to the triple treasure. Give ear unto this, my prayer. So the scripture begins and ends with a bow, bowing, adoration, and trust. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.